the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Pope Francis has died from a stroke.
The Vatican has released the pontiff's death certificate, and it says the 88-year-old pope died of a stroke that led to a coma and ultimately to irreversible cardiocirculatory collapse. Francis was recovering from double pneumonia, which caused respiratory issues and kept him hospitalized earlier this year for more than a month. The death certificate also noted the pope had type 2 diabetes and hypertension. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
At the White House during the annual Easter egg roll today, President Trump took a moment to remember Pope Francis, saying flags will be flown at half staff, calling him a good man that loved the world. Harvard University is suing the Trump administration in an effort to block the government from freezing funding to the school. The lawsuit, which was filed in a U.S. district court in Massachusetts against multiple federal agencies, is looking to block the administration from withholding funding for what it calls leverage to gain control of academic decision-making at Harvard. The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery and corruption trial. A Manhattan jury found Nadine Menendez guilty on Monday afternoon of all 15 charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery and extortion. Several of those charges carry up to 20 years behind bars. Doctors in West Texas are battling both an outbreak of measles and a wave of misinformation about the virus, which has flooded social media.
Countering the misinformation put out there about using vitamin A for treatment of measles has been a struggle.
Pediatrician Dr. Anna Montanez has been explaining to families that vitamin A does nothing to prevent measles infection. It's only used in controlled doses at the hospital to help children recover. And even then, she says it does not work all the time. I'm Brian Shook.
And that's why service professionals...
Your New Jersey Chime Time is 11:04.
Now, here comes New Jersey fast traffic.
Eastbound 78, road work between exit 3 and 4 slows you down a bit, and then big delays eastbound between exit 15 and 20. Accident investigation blocks two right lanes between exit 18 and 20 on I-78 east in Hunterdon County. We are looking good on the Turnpike and Parkway. We do continue to have this closure, of course, of Route 80 both ways at exit 34 and Wharton because of the sinkhole saga. Jersey Avenue remains closed in Jersey City between 18th Street and Harrison for about a month for DEP repairs. Valley Road in Watchung, Somerset County, closed for construction between Sterling and Redmont. That's for a few more hours, and we've got this closure as well on Route 28 westbound Gaston Avenue to East Main Street in Somerville. That's for drainage work until 6 a.m. Traveling south on the 42 freeway, the off-ramp is shut to 295 south in Belmar. And we head across the Hudson leaving New Jersey. The lower deck of the George is closed. No delay. The Holland Tunnel is expected to be losing a lane shortly. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
The voice of New Jersey is you. Use your voice now. Call 800-283-1015 and be part of the conversation.
Hey, everyone. This is
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A lot of clouds overnight. There will be a few showers moving through. It's going to be a mild night as temperatures basically hold steady in the 50s. Then a much warmer day on Tuesday, turning out partly to mostly sunny. Highs will be between 75 and 80. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, lows around 50. And for Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a beautiful day. Highs between 70 and 75. And another warm day on Thursday. And again, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures once again in the low to mid 70s. I'm Brian Thompson.
55 degrees in New Jersey.